Hey, this is Allison.
And this is Britt.
These are the true stories about the good, the bad, and the funny.
Shared by you, but told by us.
This is GabFest.
Let's gab.
All right, Allison, are you ready?
I'm so ready. Always okay. Ready.
If you hear pings and tings and shouts, we have someone playing air hockey in the near vicinity.
And when we say someone, we mean our mom with my son. So it's like, how do you tell him to stop?
No, because they're just having a big time down there.
Yep. At least it's happy noises and not sad ones, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So funny. Well, I don't know how we want to get into this.
Well, first off.
Yeah.
We got to start with our
Someday You'll Laugh About This moment.
Allison, you got a couple, I think. Saved in the bank.
Gosh, yeah. Now they've all left my mind.
Well, between McDonald's this morning,
yeah,
and Texas Twister.
So we had peach days in our area. If those of you who aren't from Utah, a lot of the towns they have their days.
Yeah.
Like Britt has terrace days, but a lot of the towns around here, because it is like an agriculture state. Mm-hmm. Get named after what produce they kind of grow in that area.
Uh-huh.
So I know there's like cherry days.
There's also
black and white days.
But based on the dairy cow aesthetic.
But by the way, when I first moved there, or when I first lived in that area, this is a different area than I live in now, and they just said it's black and white days. It's Richmond. Richmond, black and white days. It's very small. And I'm like, how racist are we? Black and white days? Like, I didn't understand.
There's the and. We're bringing people together.
I'm like, and someone's like, no, a dairy cow. Like,
is it black? Is black also and white. Black and white.
And I was like, okay, I like that better. So anyway, lots of different days based on kind of like their crop or their produce that they grow. And so in the town just outside of mine, it's called Peach Days. Now, Peach Days, I have not been like the biggest fan of sometimes because it brings in, I walk around, I'm like, actually, I think most of these people are not from here. Like, if they are, I've never seen them before. And I go to 7-Eleven. So, like, I see everybody. Just kidding.
And the Walmarts.
Yeah, and the Walmarts. And there's only one. And so I'm like, these people aren't even from here. It doesn't feel like local and quaint as it used to. It's just masses of people and interesting people. And I'll say that. And there's lots of butts and boobs that I was seeing. You know, just a lot. It's a lot. There was a lot to process.
They're like, it's peach days. We're just
going to show our peach.
Understanding the assignment. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Showing your bushel. So anyway, usually when we decide we're going to do like the fair and stuff, we're going to do the food. We're going to get all the yummy things. That's why we're there.
Yeah.
I'm not there to play the
fried
games.
Butter.
We've never had fried butter, Britt. Thank you. I don't want people thinking
good.
I ate fried butter.
Well, doesn't that sound kind of good?
Breaded and fried butter.
I don't know.
I feel like it would just
maybe
melt.
Maybe that's fair food folklore.
Yeah, I don't know. Anybody actually eaten?
But I had
fried.
But I have had a deep fried Oreo, and it was good.
Oh, I'm sure. I think I've had a deep fried Twinkie, and that was really pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so one thing we were hot was a Texas Twister.
Mm-hmm.
And guys, I know, I'm aware that they are so overpriced. But we were just like so thirsty.
But it's authentic Texan cuisine.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And so we go up to the booth and my husband's like, you know what? We're going to get the boot. Have you guys seen the one that the cup is a
so
boot?
So you can get a regular old plastic cup like a peasant or you can get
like
you can get the one that looks like a cowboy boot.
Yeah.
Because once again, Texas.
Well, and also my husband's like he's the practical one. So he's like, okay, but that's 40 ounces versus the other cup that's this many ounces and only this many dollars more, you know, starts breaking it down. And I'm kind of like distracted trying to figure out.
Seen lots of peaches.
Who's what food everyone's getting and lines that we should be in. And I was like, okay, sure. Yep. Get the boots. And he's like, and then we can get refills. I'm like, oh, that would be great.
Worth it.
So we move on. We go get food, eat it. And then I'm like, okay, now we got to go get our refills. And I look at the line. I'm like, oh my gosh, this line is insane. So I get in line with my little boot cups with my kids and my husband's like, I'll go get the car. And I don't know if any of you guys are married to someone like this, but they're just always one step ahead. That's just like my husband's personality. So like we're not even finished eating and he's like, I should just go get the car because then it's going to take us forever to walk.
Getting out of here is going to be a nightmare.
Yeah. You will get in line, get the refills. When I get back, we'll take him home. Like he just has a plan. So get in line for the Texas Twister, wait in line for about 15 minutes, maybe 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I get up there and I start to read the sign. I'm like, oh my gosh, refills aren't free. Refills are $6. I'm like, surely he could not have
was mistaken.
Was mistaken and thought these were and I don't want him to be like, what? Another not that he'd be mad, but just
rip
like,
off.
Yeah, what a rip off. And so I was like, oh my gosh, okay, well, I'll just get one refilled then. Like, I don't want mm-hmm. to spend $12 on refills, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I just get one refilled and then.
But the original boot, how much was the boot?
Like $13.
Okay, so she's got two boots going yes. on. So this is, they're $26 in.
Into this beverage. There are some fresh lemons and limes.
There's no alcohol included in this drink.
Not that I'm aware of. And
the line would have been longer.
So I was like, I don't know what to do. I'll just refill one of them. Well, I hear this mom behind me talking to her daughter, and her daughter's like, I want my own, and blah, 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 blah. And the mom's like, no, because it's $13. And so she's like, we'll get the boot. And
we'll all share.
And then we'll all share. And then I'll refill it again, and then we'll share. Mm-hmm. And trying to kind of save money. And so yeah. I'm sitting here going, well, I got this empty boot that I'm not going to refill. So I turned around. I'm like, might be weird, but you can have my boot. I would be like, no thanks, hard pass, stranger. You know, she kind of yes. looked at me for a half second.
Like, do you have gingivitis?
Yeah, are you disgusting? And she's like, and then this lady behind her goes, I'd do it. So the girl's like, shoot, I'm not above it. Takes the boot. It from me. I said, you can obviously just get like a new linen straw. Mm-hmm. And she's like, okay, cool. Thank you.
Great. Peach Day's miracle.
And I walked away like, I mean, I know I gave it, but like, would I have accepted it? Uh-huh. And again, I want to put it out to you gabbers.
Would you accept?
Because I can tell you what my husband would do and it would boot. Be a big, absolutely not. So I walk back to the car. My husband's got the car all pulled up.
Yeah.
And I get in. He's like, where's the other boot? I'm like, oh my gosh, you must have misread that. They aren't free refills. They're $6. He's like, yes, I know. And I was like, what? He's like, well, where's the other boot? And I said,
where's the boot, Allison? Where is the boot?
I was like, why does it matter now? And he goes, they told us you could take it to any fair, and they're at every fair, everything.
Yeah.
He's like, and always get the $6 refill. Why do you think I bought
the boot?
We're
saving this thing till next year.
And I was like, it's just so off brand for him. He doesn't save things. Like, we don't have uh-huh. boot cups and stuff, you know, that's just not like, we're minimalists, you know? And so I was like, oh my gosh. He's like, you gave it away. I'm like, he goes, did you throw it away? I said, I gave it away. And he goes, to who? And I was like, this lady.
Someone who would appreciate it.
I was like, this lady who wanted, you know, I was just trying to be nice. He's like, she accepted it. And I was like, yeah. He's like, and then my kids in the back started kind of going, it's a little gross, like the backwash and like, you know, and I was like, I know, but she didn't seem to care. And he's like, oh my gosh. And then we start driving along and I pull the funnel cake out. I'm like, okay, here's the funnel cake. Do you want to eat it when you get home or do you want to? And he looks down and it's like got strawberries on it because my daughter wanted strawberries. And he's like, and I was like, oh my gosh, you didn't want strawberries on it, did you? And he's like, it's okay. It's okay. And I was like, I am going to be the one to go get the car next time. And yeah. you can go get the refills and the funnel cakes because obviously I don't know what I'm doing.
Excuse me, Mr. Perfect.
He wasn't getting mad. He was just like, oh, strawberries on the funnel cake. You get stressed. You get stressed. And that's why people spend money.
How was I supposed to know?
People are hot, hungry, tired. That's why they spend $13 on freaking Hawaiian punch with lemons and limes in it. Probably. No, it's pretty good. But anyway.
Okay. Well, do we want to get started into our topic?
I don't know. This is kind of fun. Just this nonsense talk.
Well, so recently, we did an episode, you know, where kids say the darndest things. Mm-hmm. And then we got a tip from one of our gabbers mm-hmm. saying, let's just flip this a little bit.
Yeah.
And do the weird stuff that old people say to you.
Absolutely.
And we don't want to come off as ageist.
No. We love. And
old can be a state of mind. You know, it doesn't, there's no number behind this. It's
right.
not like once you guys hit 70, you start talking cuckoo. It's just, it's someone who is your senior.
Yes.
That is saying something to you. Feels off.
Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. I was starting to think on my way down here, like, what is the cause of this? Because it seems to be a very common pattern for
people. Oh,
absolutely.
Like, I mean,
even
it's
in movies. They portray it in movies.
Commercials.
Yeah.
And, all the stuff.
And so it's like, I think it's a combination of a few things. Well, it could be any or all of the above. One, they don't care anymore.
Right. So I feel like their filter is like, voluntarily gone.
Yes. Voluntarily being the operative word. I think some people literally just say, I'm sick of beating around the bush here. Uh-huh. I'm too old for this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say what I want to say. Mm-hmm. Second, I think it could be it's just, there's enough of a gap of how they grew up and how society is now mm-hmm. that the things they say that passed a long time ago, they maybe have been saying them all along,
PC
but it's
anymore.
Not okay now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then third, just maybe mind. The mind is going. And maybe. I say that in a loving way. Not in like a mean way. Yes. Because I'm scared of that. So
yeah, that would be terrible. So this listener said that she waited for her ex-boyfriend while he was on his mission. So wrote him letters, you know, waited for him to come home, mm-hmm. all this kind of stuff. And so she became really close with his family, probably got invited to some functions and
including
stuff.
Including Graham and Gramps.
Yeah, while he was gone. But they ended up breaking up, didn't work out, mm-hmm. but she still stayed in touch with some of them because she was close to them. Yeah. I mean, I get it. And so when his grandpa passed away, she felt like she should go to the viewing at least. Okay. And I do get that. Uh-huh. And so she saw his grandma there.
Okay.
And
I was like, hold on. Okay. For a half second, I was like thinking the grandma had passed away.
She saw her ghost.
And I was like, whoa, she really was close to this family.
She's coming back
yeah.
to visit her.
Yeah.
No. So the grandpa passed away.
Okay.
She went to the viewing and said, you know, her condolences to the grandma. And okay. she gave her a big hug. Mm-hmm. And that grandma goes, you've gained weight. She goes, it looks good on you.
Oh.
She wanted to respond to be like, yeah, because I'm actually happy now that I'm not dating your jerk of a grandson.
Yeah.
You know, come out back with something.
This is actually what thriving looks like. Okay, I have a good relationship with myself. I have a good relationship with food. I'm not, my stomach's not knots all the time, wondering if I'm
good enough
for him.
Jackson. But
now you know why Jackson's the way he is. Just kidding.
But no, it's just, wow. Why?
Well, it's funny because it's like, that backhanded compliment episode that we did.
Yeah. She's like, you've gained weight. It looks good.
Yeah. It's like, so did I look bad before?
What
or are you trying to spin this and make it a positive thing when
you
don't think
or
so?
Or like you are almost like word vomiting and you're like, well, you've gained weight, but yes. It looks good. You're like trying to save it, you know?
There is a common thread from the submissions
of
we
body
got
shaming?
Of body shaming. And I hope the culture's changed a lot.
I think it has.
And so when our generation is grandmas, mm-hmm. I don't think you'll be hearing this.
No.
At least not as much.
We're going to be giving them some peach cobbler and saying.
From peach days.
Have a heyday with this young lady. You deserve
Especially
it.
Especially you're at a funeral. It's like there you get perspective of what's important
like,
in life.
All the stuff I've been worrying about. Yeah. It's all, you know what? Let's just focus on the things that you can't take with you.
Right.
You know?
And I don't mind promoting healthy habits. But that's just not what you should be thinking about in that moment.
That was her husband.
It was her own husband lying there.
And she's like, you've gained weight.
Yes. Okay. Speaking of that, this is next level. This listener said she and her husband, they lived at her grandma's house.
Okay.
In the basement apartment.
Okay.
And her husband was going to college and they had a new baby girl. And so her husband had like late nights working or studying a lot of times. And so she would just go up and visit her grandma. So she said when her husband would have late nights either working or studying, she and her grandma would go together and visit at family things. Mm-hmm. So she didn't have to go by herself, you know, kind of help out. And she's like, you know how you feel when you've had a baby? You just feel, and the word she used, you're like, not yourself, flabby, saggy, fat, breastfeeding, tired.
Kind of, yeah, dumpy.
Wondering, will I ever get my groove back? Like, is this me now, you know? And, you know, grandma should understand that. And she was even in bed with toxemia for over 3 weeks before she had the baby.
Oh my God.
Like, she couldn't even wear shoes until weeks after the birth because she was just so retaining water.
Yeah.
And so she said, and her daughter also spent a week in the hospital with complications.
Oh my gosh.
So anyway, on these.
She went through it.
Yes. So it's been a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, grandma. And so on the, 20-minute drive home from one of these things, mm-hmm. one of these family events, the grandma was saying, listen, I was watching Mari.
Mari, nothing good.
Mari Povich
comes from, listen, I was watching Mari.
Right. Dun, dun, dun.
And I am not your grandma.
Yeah. he is not the father. She said, on this particular episode, it was all about men who were not pleased with the way their wives looked after getting married and having kids and had in some way or another, let themselves go. Yeah. I'm air quoting here. Mm-hmm. And she said she proceeded to tell her that she was worried that her husband was going to leave her soon if she didn't lose that weight fast. She said the men on the show were looking for skinny wives. While she wasn't sure her husband would do that to her, she should still try and lose the weight ASAP.
Gosh. I'm not totally sure that he would bring you on a talk show, but you know what?
To tell you he's
it's
leaving
a big gamble.
You.
That is...
And so she said... She was just silent, trapped in the car. And when she got home to her apartment, she cried on the phone
absolutely.
To her mom. And her mom just reassured her, listen, you're okay. And then her mom talked to her sister and aunt and then proceeded to tell the mom how they were at the grocery store a few days before. And that same grandma pointed out a woman who was quite large. And she told her aunt that the lady looked horrible and needed to lose some weight.
Oh, my gosh.
The next week, the grandma went to church with the aunt. Remember, old people sometimes struggle to whisper. And the grandma leans over to the aunt and says, she's glad she's not sitting by that woman because she's taking up two seats. Aww. The woman heard her and the aunt had to tell her mother, listen, which is the grandma.
Yeah.
You're not the fat police and you need to stop. Stop saying these things. Apparently, the grandma then apologized to the granddaughter, mm-hmm. and she knows her husband's a good man and still loved her.
Yeah.
And by the way, they're still together.
And won't take her on Maury Povich.
Or leave her. And she said, in the end, though, of this apology, she still got, but you never know.
Grandma!
And she said, she just wanted to display a little bit of this grandma's personality because she said, actually, we loved this woman. Like, right. despite this, uh-huh. they loved her. She said, sometimes they'd go up to knock on the door and say, Grandma, we're coming up. She'd go, don't come up here. I've been popping off, meaning farting. That's what she called farting.
And like, the popping off can go a lot of directions.
Yes. And she said they had great adventures together and her girls have wonderful memories of her too. Like their great grandma. Uh-huh. She said she always wanted to learn to tap dance. So for her 85th birthday, she learned a tap routine and performed it for the whole family. She also did a rap.
Tell me this is on video.
I know, right? She also did a rap and wore a dreadlock wig on that birthday too.
Oh my gosh. She's like, a hip it to the hop it, don't stop. Yeah. Don't
That's why I put the clip up on Instagram of the wedding singer. She said she didn't miss any of her great great grandkids programs if she could help it, and she loved them all way too much, but she said, dang funny lady.
Oh my gosh.
And that's what it comes down to. Uh-huh. If you can be endearing in every other way, apparently you can get away with fat shaming. What in the world? You know what I mean?
Yes. So I guess, yeah, word of advice. What? Just be likable and then say whatever you want.
Got to be real entertaining, tap dancing, rapping, attending all the events.
It sounds like a lot of work. It'd probably be easier to just not say some stuff than to learn a tap routine.
Yeah. But have some more tact rather than tap.
Yeah.
Oh, and the mom and aunt decided to tell the grandma, you need to quit watching Maury Povich. They had like a come to Jesus intervention. That's like, Maury's not doing anything for you in your soul.
Oh my gosh. We all probably could have taken that advice.
Yeah.
Just turn off the Maury.
Mm-hmm. I watched Maury after school quite often.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. They just want to make comments on your appearance.
Yes.
So this listener said, huh?
Most of the time, unsolicited.
Negative comments.
Negative comments, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. They're not like, oh my gosh, your hair looks amazing.
Yeah.
It's rare. That's rare. Uh-huh. Okay. So this listener said that with her grandma, well, she said she decided to get bangs, just, mm-hmm. you know, kind of blunt cut bangs across her forehead.
Right. Always a risk, though.
It like, is. But it's cool. It makes you look kind of like chic.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like kind of edgy.
A little edgy. Here's the thing about that, though. I saw this little thing floating around Instagram that said, if someone can't change something about themselves in 5 minutes, don't comment on it.
I heard 30 seconds.
So, yeah, true. But it's like, if someone has something in their teeth, right? Mm-hmm. I would say they can fix that in a second.
Oh, you got a little broccoli.
Right.
Yeah.
But there is nowhere to go with blunt cut bangs except a long road ahead of growing them out.
So if you're going to make a bad comment or if you're going to make a negative comment,
yeah,
it's going to stick with them.
Right. Because most of the time you can't even pull them back. It's right. pretty tough unless you've got a really thick workout headband.
Yeah.
So
that doesn't work for all occasions.
That's just advice for everyone right now.
Her grandma comes up to me. And she goes, she can't even see very well. Mm-hmm. And she says, what you got there? And she says, she swoops her hand across her forehead. I'm thinking Rafiki style.
Yeah.
And
remember
yes.
who you are before the bangs.
Yeah, that's what she's like. Remember who you are. This is not you. This is not who you are in the inside.
It's like, Grandma, we all make mistakes, okay?
You guys, this is not to say that blunt cut bangs are a mistake. I think
I've had them multiple times
really
in my
life.
They
look really cute on people. We're just trying to be funny. Anyway, so she goes.
Trying.
Okay. Anyway, so she goes, I got bangs, Grandma. Do you like them? And she goes, oh, I liked you better the other way.
Oh.
She goes, she then proceeds to tell her, it's okay. Because someone once told me that it doesn't matter how you look on the outside, but what is on the inside. Oh, yeah. Who told you that, Grandma?
Everybody
for the last 100 years.
Also,
you don't abide by that.
Yeah, I was going to say, also, she said, somebody once told me, meaning I don't necessarily subscribe to that belief.
This rando.
But someone said
that person's probably going to be fine with your bangs.
But I'm not. Well, this listener said her grandma told her, you know what? It's okay that you're not as tiny as your other cousins.
Oh.
You've got good birthing hips.
Oh, gosh.
And she said, well, four kids later and easy labors and one being over 9 pounds. She said, I guess grandma was right.
You were right, grandma. But you know what? You just don't say it.
Well, and by the way, I have good hips and I had terrible births.
And one would argue I don't have great hips.
And Britt has Britt has more narrow hips. Uh-huh. And she just had flung those babies out.
Stop. I was in the hospital for 13 hours with Scarlett, but she was 9.5 pounds.
She paved the way.
And she was my first baby.
Yeah. She was the trailblazer and the rest was fast.
Oh, yeah. I only had to push
mine once. Got longer and longer.
With my second.
Even though my hips, I would argue to say, got a little bigger each time. I am saying my births got longer and longer. So yeah. I don't know that the size of the hips is always the telltale sign of the ease of the births.
Birth. Yeah.
You know, it's a lot more factors that go into that.
I suppose this is not a body shame comment. Mm-hmm. It actually is body positive.
Okay. I guess that last one could have been considered somewhat body positive.
Mm-hmm. But it's like, it's okay if you're not as tiny as your
cousin Brittany.
I would hate that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. This listener, she said that it was at her wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And they were inside this the temple. And then the family gathers right outside the temple doors.
Okay.
And they were waiting for the bride and groom to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she had a grandpa there that was fully coherent, she said.
Okay.
But physically, not super great. He was in a wheelchair and he needed oxygen.
Okay.
Always. So he had that little mask on and the mm-hmm. tank and everything with
him. Or the
little
nose things or whatever. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But yeah, she said he had a full-on mask.
Oh, wow.
Like a nebulizer type mask. And she said this young woman walks past him as they're outside on the temple grounds.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't talk quiet. I think the balance of not being able to hear super well for a lot of elderly people makes it so they talk loud.
Mm-hmm.
And he takes his mask off and goes, did you see the rack on that girl? And she goes, he had to take his mask off for every word he said. And he said it so loud.
So he really had the chance. It's not like a word vomit situation. It was a very...
He took the time to put his mask on in between every word. The rack on that. And it's like
Grandpa.
Next to this like religious building.
Right. Sacred. Sacred time.
And she's like, the girl totally heard along with many other bystanders.
Yes.
And it's just like, well... We can't take him anywhere.
That's another reoccurring theme I have been seeing with these submissions.
Okay.
Pervy comments from old men.
Okay. So grandmas will tell you you're fat.
Yes.
And old guys will be like, dang, girl.
And but maybe that's why.
Dang, girl.
Maybe that's why the grandma cares so much about that is because she sees her husband.
She's like
catcalling through his oxygen mask. And so she's like, okay, like
these curvy girls get a lot of attention. Let's give them anorexia.
Let's shame them. Yeah. Let's give them anorexia because I'm feeling threatened. Don't worry. You've been married 40 years. You got it.
There's no way that girl with a good rack is going to go for him. Let me tell you that much.
This listener said she was at water aerobics.
Love it.
And one of her male aerobic
instructors.
It's great
cardio without the impact.
Dude, I did water aerobics one summer with my friend. Loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it. But it was at 9, or I think it started at 9 because they waited till the pool closed.
Like 9 at night. That's
yes.
late.
And then you have to wash your hair every time because you were just at the pool.
Yeah.
So I was like,
You're leaving the gym at like 10:30.
I was leaving it. I would get done at like 10, home by 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd have to be like, and I got to do a full wash on my hair.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to wreak havoc on my hair if I'm going night after night. But it was really fun. So anyway,
you got to get a swim cap.
That's true. Cute. They said their male water aerobics participant friend, older male,
okay.
said, my name is blank, but you can call me Squishy. That's my stripper name in Vegas.
What? He sounds like a lot of fun.
Trying to be funny. Yeah. I'd be like, hey, Squish. But anyway, pervy ones. Okay. So that reminded me of this listener because they said, okay, they currently have 5 kids. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided we're done. So her husband had a vasectomy quite a while ago. Anyway, this old man for the longest time at church kept bothering them. You need to have more. No. Stay in your lane. She said, and he was being kind of like loud and obnoxious about it every week.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you're like, you stick with that joke. You think it's landing.
Uh-huh.
Or or it's not landing and you think, if I just tell this a bunch.
Or if I like elaborate on it a little bit, people are going to get it.
And they're going to laugh. So she said, finally, one time after one of the church meetings, they were leaving to go to the next class. And he says, hey, I'm still waiting for another baby to come out.
Ugh.
And she said he always said it with this sick little laugh too.
Oh gosh.
Afterward.
Like freaking Rumpelstiltskin. Yeah. Like what's happening?
That's how I'm envisioning this little short guy. And she said her husband had just had enough at that point and said, well, you're going to have to just forget it because I went and made sure that we can't have kids anymore.
Oh my gosh.
And they both kind of laughed, like the mom and dad. Yeah. And they started to walk away. Well, the old man, he's like maybe between 65 and 70, I guess. Okay. She said he said as loudly. He said loudly as he points to the wife and says, hey, he might be fixed, but I'm not.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
come gosh. On over if you want another baby.
This is at the house of the Lord?
With the sick little laugh after she said. She awkwardly just said, haha, I'm good.
How fast can we get a restraining order?
And if you want to make sure that you can't have kids anymore, step closer, son, because I will kick him.
No.
In the nuts.
That is too much. That man?
Yeah. You stepped over a line, sir.
Yeah.
We are in the house of the Lord.
Yes. So this listener said that she worked at a physical therapy clinic that had a gym membership program geared toward the aging population. Mm-hmm. Most of their clientele was 55 plus. So she was walking one of their very elderly patients back home to the assisted living center. And as she was leaving, another very elderly man and little elderly woman were sitting out talking to each other while sitting on their walkers underneath the spring blossom trees.
Cute. It looks like very up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Up.
The and little walkers.
So she thought the same thing. So she goes, can I take a picture of you? You guys are just really cute. They kindly said yes.
She's like, can I know your story?
Well, she probably would start crying because she was 8 months pregnant at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the gentleman asked her, are you pregnant? And she laughed and said yes because it was very obvious. And he pointed to the elderly woman and said, well, she's not, but maybe we can get her that way. She goes, I almost died. She goes, to make the story even better, his grandson was her OBGYN.
No way.
And then she was able to share the hilarious story with him later that week at her appointment.
Yes. I wonder if the grandson's like, that tracks.
Yeah. Or he's just like, oh,
grandpa.
Like, do we need to get a chaperone down there?
Right.
At the assisted living.
Because if he's trying to knock people up, listen, if I'm being honest,
I have heard
that STDs run rampant in retirement homes. You guys.
Because once again, people
have needs.
Don't give a crap. Also.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like we were saying, like people are like, I'm too old to worry about this. But you know, whether it's what they say or what they do, maybe.
Right. And they, maybe there's just, they like sowing some wild oats they just never had before. Mm-hmm. Like, times are different. Okay.
P.S. This is on subject.
Okay.
Will you watch The Golden Bachelor?
Maybe.
For me. I haven't.
Started?
No, it starts September 28th.
Oh, not that you've been counting down or anything.
I am really excited.
Do you think it's going to be as like, are they going to do like the overnighters and stuff?
According to interviews, Gary has said yes.
Oh, Gary. Gare Bear.
And I am just really excited. You guys are going to laugh. Every time I see a preview, I get chills.
I get embarrassed.
When you see a preview of The Golden Bachelor?
Well,
I'm going to have to show you some of the clips.
I actually think they're less embarrassing than the
like the 20-something.
The 20-something.
I'm just so excited for these people.
And I have this feeling, though, that like a lot of their backstories are going to be sad. Like a lot of them are going to be that they lost their spouse.
Yeah, they're widowers or they're divorcees or they're, you know, they're just like, I'm tired of being alone.
Right. And I just hope that he's a good guy because if he's some machismo type and...
I'm going to show you the previews, Allison.
No, I've seen some of them are floating in my feed.
Okay.
And he seems nice. Uh-huh. But sometimes you get into it and you're like, he's an SLUT, you know? Like, sometimes they seem nice and then they turn out to be the biggest womanizers of them all.
Yeah.
And I do like that they have a very diverse group of ladies from the way the interview's looking. Some of them look like they're from Orange County with the Botox. And then some of them
look very down to earth.
Yes.
They they're just looking for a companion.
I'll be interested to see his type.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
So I might watch The Golden One with you.
Okay.
Alongside. I should say with you. Like, we won't get together.
No, but I'll just... We'll probably watch it the day after on Hulu.
Right.
It'll be our Friday tradition.
Okay. Well, this listener said her best story is when she was at a church youth activity where they would go to the assisted living facility on Valentine's Day and give cute cards and cookies. And they had a little questionnaire to have them answer about love and probably to kind of get to know them, hear about their lives. We used to do a dance. It wasn't necessarily on Valentine's
Day. They don't do that stuff anymore. I think it's because weird stuff has happened.
Well, I got kissed by an old man.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think he was having like a literal flashback. Like I wasn't sensing that he was being super pervy. Yeah. He thought we were dating.
Okay.
And he kept calling me his sweetheart.
Oh.
And then he asked me to walk him back to his house, which is just a room.
Yeah.
And then at the door.
You're supposed to walk me home, sir.
And then at the door, he told me he had a lovely evening. Aww. Like we were finishing a date. Mm-hmm. And then he kissed me.
On the lips?
I think you he went
remember.
For the lips.
You would remember.
He had a mustache. He went for the lips and I like turned my head. And he was like shakily, you know, coming in for the kiss. But I was 14. And so I was very.
I think this is why they've X-nayed the nursing home dances. Because that is nothing like no such thing has come up on the idea board for young women's here in my neighborhood.
Right. And I was not like if now some old man, I mean, I'd still be kind of like, but I'm 35 and it would
you
just
can handle
be
yourself a little bit.
But when I was 14, I just felt like I can't say anything. He's coming in to kiss me. And I really didn't think it came off as like molester. It came off as he thinks he's back in high school or college or whatever. And that this young dame is on it.
They're walking him home.
They're courting, you know?
Oh my gosh.
So anyway, this listener said, when they were doing like the little questionnaire, they said, when did you meet your spouse? And what is your best dating advice? Just really cute, innocent questions.
Yeah.
Well, this little old lady who was a little off her rocker, according to this person, in detail told her and the young man that this girl was with.
So this is like a beehive and a deacon.
Probably. All about her first time. They're like flipping the questionnaire back and forth. They're like, I did not see the question on here.
No. Yeah. Oh my word.
She said, I think the question they had asked was like, when did you know you loved your husband? And she thinks she was hard of hearing, but she told us she and her husband met at work.
Uh-oh.
And they had sex one night after they closed the restaurant in his car. And she said, after that, we decided to get married.
I guess we have to.
And then she said she and that other friend gave her the cookies and got out of there as fast as they could. But
great story, Agnes. Yeah,
but this, she said, to this day, they will run into each other if she's like home visiting her parents and they talk about it every single time.
Memories.
It is a core memory.
The memories, you
for
guys.
For both of these youths.
Turned out positive. brings you together.
But doesn't kill you, makes you stronger.
Well, we were talking about how sometimes people are yelling because they can't hear. And I mean, it's nice when they'll tell you, I'm hard of hearing. So then you can kind of like gauge your volume a little bit. So this listener said that she had an old lady at work tell her that she was deaf and she couldn't hear well and to speak up. So she repeats herself. And then the lady goes, well, you don't have to yell at me. She turns to her husband and said, gosh, this girl's yelling at me. It's like, listen, Linda.
Can someone get me a write-on wipe-off board, please? For Linda and me? Because this is going to be bad.
Obviously. We're not coming together here on the decibel.
This girl's yelling at me. Her husband's like, huh? All right. Well, one time I was just thinking of this. I was at Sam's Club. New mom. What kind of new mom? And I remember it being one of those days where I actually feel like I got more ready, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was over at the little fountain drink area. We'd gotten like hot dogs after we shopped. Mm-hmm. And this guy comes rolling up in his little jazzy wheelchair, like electric wheelchair. Mm-hmm. And I kind of turned. And so he was sort of like right on my heels waiting to fill up his drink. And I turned around and he was like, whoa. And he was old. He was an old guy. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like thinking I
I almost crashed into
you. Or like, yeah, I'm like right on your feet. And he's like, you are absolutely beautiful. And I was like, oh, that's sweet.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I was like, oh, that's nice. And I like decided to step to the side, you know, and he kind of turned his wheelchair with me.
Now he's cornering you and things like, are getting threatened.
And he's like, I mean, luckily I didn't feel too physically threatened unless that was a fake, but we were in the food court of Sam's Club. And he's like, let me tell you, I know beautiful because I worked on the set for Days of Our Lives. For years at NBC.
What are you doing in the Cache Valley Sam's Club, sir?
He was probably thinking the same thing about me. He's like, why is this diamond in the rough?
in Hollywood Hills right
now. Small town. How are you not famous, ma'am? And He's like, and I was just like, oh, that's cool. Days of Our Lives, you know? And he's like, so when I say I've seen beautiful, I've mm-hmm. seen beautiful. Starts like digging in his pocket. I'm like, oh my gosh.
What's happening?
And he pulls out like an ID badge from NBC.
And he carries it with him to Sam's Club.
It's probably fake.
What, to prove to people?
Yeah. I mean, that's a, probably a flex for him.
Yeah.
Whether or not he was the boom mic guy or the set mover. I don't know.
The person who was in charge of locking up those big garage doors, you know?
I didn't inquire. And he's like, see? And he like holds up his badge. He's like,
NBC.
Yeah. NBC this. And so I was like, oh, that's so nice of you. But I think at first I was like, that's so sweet. And then it got to where I was like, I'm entrapped. I'm being trapped by his wheelchair, you know? And I go to walk around, sit down, eating hot dogs. Mm-hmm. And then rolls on by, he kind of did this like, wow, like head shake, you know? Wow. Uh-huh. And I was like, holy cow. Britt's looking at me right now with
a mild breakout. I'm not sitting here judging you. I'm just listening to your story.
No, it's like, I don't feel like, I'm not saying this is like a humble brag.
This is where you have to have, you're having some body dysmorphia, really. Because you're like, I don't see what he sees.
I don't. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm not trying to be like a humble brag. It was just really funny. And Days of Our Lives, if you're listening, I'm available.
Like sands in the hourglass. So are the Days of Our Lives. It's so funny because up at work, we have TV screens all around mm-hmm. that show like NBC, ABC, Fox,
CBS.
Like all the main things. Mm-hmm. That way we can see what's going on. Like all of a sudden if there's like...
They scooped us.
Yeah.
They scooped us on this story about cafeteria food.
And we just want to see what like CNN, Fox News, we have them all up. And the soap operas come on.
Oh, yeah.
And there's sexy scenes.
Oh, yeah.
And they're up on these screens at work. And they're just, you just let them be.
And the newsroom's dark, so it just feels extra sleazy.
You just end up letting them be. Because it's like, what do you do? Change the channel? Then you have to turn it back for noon news? No.
Well, and I think like, obviously this was a little bit of a harmless situation because this man is...
Well, and there were a lot of people there. Those are the people that check your receipts nearby.
Yeah.
You know.
But I just don't know. I'm just so curious. These men that like the guy that was like, look at the rack on her or have they always talked like this? And now it's creepy because they've aged. Mm-hmm. It should be creepy all the time.
It should be creepy always. And you know what? Also, sometimes you're like just trying something like the bangs or like wide leg jeans or
when you're young, take risks. Uh-huh. You know?
Or there's like a trend that you don't get. Okay. And
or maybe it just doesn't get you.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work for you.
So this listener said that she got her hair done for the first time in high school.
Oh, like probably professionally done.
Yeah. Like maybe she usually went to like Great Clips.
Right.
And this time she was like, okay, I'm going to get it cut. Maybe like get the Rachel and add some highlights, mm-hmm. you know, do the shebang a little bit better than maybe what she has wanted to do in the past.
Right.
So she goes to school feeling all confident, like she loved her new hair with the highlights. And an old man teacher goes, did you do something to your hair? She's like, yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, seriously. She goes, yeah, it's lighter than usual. And I don't even know if she said you like it. She just said, oh, yeah, it's lighter than usual. Or I did it over the weekend. And he's like, it looked better brown.
Oh.
And walked away.
Thanks for the fashion advice, you up there in your Dockers or whatever, you know?
I know, but it's just like, these are teen girls.
Their self-esteem is hanging by a thread, typically.
Yes.
You know, not always, not for everybody, but
or they're figuring things out. Come on, man.
Yeah. Well, it's like, did she say, what do you think?
Uh-huh.
No. Then you just say, oh, I noticed it was different. Okay. Uh-huh.
Well, and also.
Or just say nothing.
Right. Or just be like, oh, okay, great. See you in fourth period.
Mm-hmm.
I've told my kids this recently. I was like, you know what? You don't need to lie. But if telling someone the truth is going to hurt their feelings and it's no harm saying, oh, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
Then just say it. Great.
Yes.
You know, just be like, oh, great.
Don't just
be like, well, I don't like that. That's how my children respond.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if it's your cup of tea. It doesn't matter if the bangs are your thing.
Or if you liked it better without the highlights.
You're a flame blower outer. So I am excited to become a grandma to say funny things.
In a benign way.
I hope I'm not a flame blower outer grandma. Because this listener said when she was pregnant with her first, she went to like a reunion. And one of the older people at the reunion said, what are you going to name her? And she said the name. And she said, oh, I had a great grandma named that. She was a polygamist. It's like, where do you go from there? Same thing. It's like, well, one can only hope.
Well,
for a future, I would love for her to become a polygamist. That's what we're going for. Perfect.
Yeah. What if you're just like a great family name?
Yeah.
The end. Let's get some potato salad.
Yes.
Well, you know, you want to be a grandma that says funny jokes.
Yeah.
Just make sure you're not a grandma that plays favorites.
I think that's probably kind of hard.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not a grandma yet, though.
It is.
But as a mom, I don't feel like I play favorites.
Uh-huh.
Every mom can admit, and if you don't admit to this, then you're full of crap, that you have moments where each of your child is your favorite at that time. You know, you go through ebbs and flows where one child's just presenting challenges for a while.
And then one is just presenting at their best.
Yes. And you're just like, oh my gosh, I really like being around you the most right now. It's not like they are your favorite for life.
Yeah.
But in the moment, or you go on a trip or a hike and one of them or two of them are being exceptionally
whiny,
and then one's being great, they're your favorite right then. You know what I mean? It changes. Yes,
it does. But yeah, this listener says she has six brothers and they all look pretty similar.
Okay.
And it was just kind of this unspoken thing that her mom's mom, so her grandma on her mom's side, had favorites.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, but this instance sealed the deal.
Dear. It's like the running joke already.
Yeah. So one brother was getting picked up at the airport by the grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And when she picked him up, he said she was being super off, like standoffish.
Mm-hmm.
No hug.
Maybe a little icy.
Yeah, no hug, no conversation, very cold. Then right before she got in the car, she said, oh, Kyle. She said, these names have been changed to protect the innocent. she said, oh, Kyle, I thought you were Paul. Then she wrapped him in a big hug.
Oh, wow.
And greeted him.
Handed him a $50 bill. No, I'm just kidding.
He was her long-lost son home from the war.
Yeah.
Wow. Paul, right. I don't know what you did.
Right.
What or didn't do.
Gosh, what did you do to this woman?
Or Kyle, you got to tell us what you did do.
Right. Wow.
This woman. Here's the thing. I guarantee Paul knows this story.
Yes.
And he knows where he stands now. He's like, you know what? Why bother?
Yeah. This listener said when she got married, she was 25 and her husband is 26. So still like fairly young.
Yeah.
And the grandma said, I bet his parents were happy to get him out of the house too. She's like, two?
So have my mom and dad said, we need to get her out of here, this spinster?
No, because she said,
nagging on our resources.
She said, I wasn't even living at home. So she's like, wow, okay, like, did you even get your facts straight? I'm not even living at home. She's happy to get rid of me, period.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going anywhere.
No, I think it is a different generation where they think you have to be married by a certain age or you're destitute for life, you know, things like that. Because they'll say stuff. And I've had people that really actually take it very much to heart. Where they don't show up to like family gatherings.
Right. Because people say stuff like,
when are you getting married?
Yeah. Like, I have someone I want you to date.
Or like,
oh, they're like, who? Anyone.
You can't nab a guy. And you know, now that you're 29.
Right.
And stuff. And I'm like, I wish that people would just realize that, like, don't take it personally. But it really has driven people away. And
it's crappy. You got to consider the source.
Yeah. So just, yeah.
You no disrespect just to all your grandparents.
Take it with a grain of salt. And you're like, okay. In my relationship status, is this the person who I value their opinion the highest?
Mm-hmm.
And if so, then yeah, I'm going to have feelings hurt. But if not, maybe I just take a step back and I can still come to Thanksgiving and just let it roll off my back. Maybe, maybe.
Maybe being the operative word there. This listener said her grandma, speaking of like the body shaming thing, once told her after she took a second brownie, careful, honey, you're bulging. She wanted to emphasize that at this time, she was in high school and weighed 115 pounds.
Oh my gosh.
I'd be like, I'm eating the brownie. Like,
yeah, like, I'm going to get what I want.
Like, now that she's like a mother or whatever, you're like, no, I really am. Okay. So
I wanted to make hay while the sun still shined. Okay.
Yep. As you should.
Okay. Well, this is kind of like your story when you got approached by that goat guy. Milk guy at Walmart.
That was Macy's.
Oh, yes. What Macy's? Okay.
With his, like, he had overalls on with one strap undone. He's a bigger old man.
I'd be upset if he wasn't wearing that.
Well, yeah, it does add to the story.
It's on brand.
Yeah.
Okay. So this listener said that there was an older man and his wife, and they were visiting her after the birth of their baby.
Like older man, like just some old man?
She didn't specify.
Like, do they just go around visiting
family,
new
family
mothers?
Friend, maybe? Or maybe someone from the neighborhood or the church.
Okay.
I would guess maybe something like that.
Okay.
And he just...
I'm not planning to have more children, but I don't want random people after I've had a baby.
Yeah.
Like family, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Randos. Mm-hmm. Now, when I was in the hospital on bed rest, I welcomed a lot of people because I was bored.
So you and I was old man,
but
and his
I hadn't
wife.
Just had a baby. I was literally sitting
in
a bed.
In a different state.
Visitors were welcome and mm-hmm. and loved. Let me just say that. But mm-hmm. I'm saying, like, right after a woman has had a baby, they don't want to chat with you. They mm-hmm. are wearing a diaper. You know.
Well, so this guy proceeds to say, "Do you have enough milk?" And she goes, not knowing what he meant, breast milk. She said, "Yeah, I get it delivered, like Winder Dairy. Come on." And she goes, "It wasn't until like thinking back on the situation that he realized she was talking about breast milk."
That's gross. So why are you asking about her breast milk?
Maybe it was the same goat guy.
Maybe he was out promoting his business.
And someone wrote into us after they heard that episode and was like, "I had that same guy approach me.
Did he have overalls on?" Is my question. For those of you who haven't been gabbing with us a super long time, the story goes, I was at Macy's and I had my little girl. She was itty bitty and I had her in one of those wraps.
Mm-hmm.
So those wraps sometimes make them look even like the wrap carriers. Sometimes those make them look even smaller because they're mm-hmm. She was so cute. And she was all like in this little ball, like wrapped up on me. Oh, it makes me sad. And anyway, this guy walked up and he had overalls on with one strap off and he got close to me, like, like beyond my bubble, you know? And he's like, "Can I see your baby?" And I kind of like, "Sure." And I like pulled my little wrap open so that he could see. And he's like, "Oh, she's precious, blah, blah, blah." He's like probably 8 inches from my face. And he's like, "Has your milk?" Or he said, "Are you breastfeeding?"
Uh-huh.
And I was like, "Step away, sir. Are you trying to sniff my breast milk?" Like, I was like, "I am. Yeah." And he's like, "Well, when you're ready to wean her,
mm-hmm.
I sell goat milk
mm-hmm.
and it is a lot easier for them to transition to goat milk than it is cow's milk. So you can come see me. I live across the bridge." And just keep in mind how close he is to my face uh-huh. at this point, talking about my breasts. And I was like, "Okay." And he's like, "Come see me." And like, I think he patted my shoulder. And I was like, I feel so violated and weird. Men don't talk to women about afterbirth, you know, nursing, breasts, mm-hmm. all the things. There's mm-hmm. just some things you don't want to talk about with someone mm-hmm. like that. Well, first of all, it sounds like this girl didn't even hardly know him or
not a family member. Maybe he had some lactation cookies he wanted to offer. I doubt it.
But I cannot even picture my husband. He loves my little girl. I cannot picture him in a million years when she has a baby someday being like, How's your breast milk?
How's your milk supply?
Like, that's a conversation she and I will have if she wants to. If mm-hmm. she's like, "Mom, I'm struggling and I can help her."
Yeah.
But no, my husband would never be like, "Hey,
what's going on down there? What's the breast milk sitch?
Like, no, he's aware of what happens uh-huh. and that what the privacy that is needed. But speaking of like things you don't want to talk about or know mm-hmm. about, this listener said when they were at their brother and sister-in-law's wedding shower. It's funny because now there's more couple showers. I feel mm-hmm. like men are starting to go to the showers.
Yeah.
That wasn't a thing when we were. But it would be kind of fun. Yeah. I don't know, sometimes. And they said the grandma decided to tell everybody at the wedding shower about how – or the grandpa told everyone. So apparently this was like very much a unisex
– bridal shower.
Yeah, gender friendly.
Yeah.
And the grandpa told everybody at the shower that, speaking of showers, him and grandma still shower together every – day.
Whoa, every day.
Every day. Every dang day.
I wonder.
Do you know what that's on?
How
new girl. Every day.
I wonder how everyone reacted.
Get it, grandpa.
Was it laughter? Was it like, "Oh,
congratulations.
Aunt Kathy's like, okay. Anyway, what we're going to do is we're going to have one person hold one shoe and the other person hold the other shoe. And moving on to the activity."
Well, what I think is funny is like, well, okay. Obviously, when you're that age, you just got a little more free time on your hands. So I'm kind of like, yeah, use it. Shower together, whatever. But I don't need to know that.
Water.
I don't need to know that about my grandparents. Like,
yeah.
No, nobody wants to know things about their parents. Certain people don't want to know things about their grandparents.
I would say most people don't want to know.
Right.
Not certain people. There's a select few of people that don't want to know about the activities.
And by certain people, I mean everyone on earth doesn't want to know. It's kind of like, I think it was an episode or two ago when the girl said she saw her mother-in-law in the can.
Yeah.
And it's like, obviously, we know that they all know they poop. Right.
Everybody poops.
Right. Everyone has probably showered with their spouse at some point or another. Don't need to know about it. But Grandpa, maybe he was flexing.
I think he was.
And maybe,
you know, maybe there were some giggly moments. You know, right. where maybe a bestie gave her a little something sexy.
Right. And he's like, I want in on this conversation.
Yeah. He's like, this is, I'm welcome at the shower. Yeah. First time in my life. What are we talking about, ladies?
He finally can. He's like, oh, we're talking about this. I got a story about this. Cause otherwise he's like, this is a foreign language. I don't know what anyone's talking about. I don't even know what they're being given as gift. These kitchen appliances don't even look the same now that I got, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Well, we've had some doozies.
Yeah. And I feel like we just scratched the surface. Don't you think? I've had more and I can't think of them all, but you guys gave us plenty.
Well, I think a lot of it is it doesn't necessarily stick in my mind so much because I do try to take it with a little bit of grain of salt.
Yeah.
When someone says something to me off the cuff at the store or at church, I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
Because I can't let it marinate in my soul.
Yeah.
Otherwise I'd feel sad.
They just don't use politically correct terms and it's too late for them to learn them sometimes. You know, like they just don't wanna.
Yeah, it's tough.
Well, you guys, it's been fun going down this journey with you. And we hope that if you get told something a little off color or a little bit offensive, that you'll just remember.
Someday you'll laugh about this. All right. Thanks for gabbing, you guys.
We're still trying to get to our 200 reviews. That's a goal we set. I should put something on Instagram about it, like so that those of you who don't listen to the ending of this, which you should because the bloopers follow this, and I actually think they're super funny. Some people are like, I feel like I just want the whole episode to be bloopers. So I think it's fun. But anyway, get on there, review us, even if you want to just click a 5 stars. And
that would be great.
If you want to do a little extra and be the most, you can write an actual review. It just takes a few minutes and it can be on whatever platform you listen on.
Yeah.
So anyway, we will see you guys
next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's gab. Disgusting. I hate Dasani.
It's been a while.
I feel like there's pebbles in the bottom.
I always end up with Arrowhead.
It tastes like if there were little rock pebbles at the bottom.
So it's authentic.
It has
and
like
you have
a,
to credit them there.
It has like a earthy mineral taste.
I mean, they do claim that it comes from a natural spring.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, I appreciate the
marketing,
the commitment to authenticity.
Oh gosh. But then there's occasionally the white ones that are black licorice, and if you miss that black stripe, boy,
are you
you're in for a surprise. And not a good one. Do you have a job? It is a parade.
Yeah.
Surely you've seen it before.
Hey, I mean, maybe I shouldn't include this because we have to say the word prostitute, but
mom with that serial killer or whatever.
Oh my gosh. Did she tell you the whole story? I'll make sure that the details.
I'm way too classy for
you
that.
You walked into my home with no fewer than 4
not true
sausage burritos. Sit down. You don't know me.